Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Bob Moran's Daughter by Virginia Emerson is her story. A girl growing up in the Bronx, New York. It begins just before World War II and follows her through her upbringing in a family of 10 people. The story wends through the influence of her father, a former mayor of New York City. Her mother, a socialite from the Bronx, also describes her relationship with her mammy, her grandmother, who was a member of the household, as well as six siblings and the intermingling of their lives. It proceeds through her college and adult years and raising of her own children and concludes with the adult relationships which have rounded out her lifetime. And author of Bob Moran's Daughter, Virginia Emerson, joins us on This Week in America. Virginia, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This book is so well written and so many stories that are relatable, and it's going to be an interesting conversation today. And let's go back to the beginning. When did you decide to write this? What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, actually, it was my son, James. You know, I'd be telling stories about my early years, about my parents, my brothers. And he was like, Ma, you know, you have to write this down. And then at one point, he bought me a little portable recorder so I could record the stories that I was telling, which was, you know, really very hard to do. So that's when I decided to pick up pen and paper and to start writing. And how I did it was I would take a picture of the person I was thinking about writing about and have it in front of me. And that made everything so much easier. You know, to have a picture of my grandmother, picture of my father, you know, whatever. So it was basically my son was behind it all.
Well, and that's interesting, the process you went through in posting the picture, having the picture there to give you the memories as you're going back and reliving those times. With us on the program is Virginia Emerson. Bob Moran's Daughter is the name of her book. You've had such an exciting life. Let's go back and start with World War II. You talk about that extensively in the beginning. In fact, the beginning before the start of World War II. Talk about what that time was like.
Well, it was, of course, we had no television, so I do remember, you know, the radio and Roosevelt's fireside chats. I mean, I was little, but we had to listen to it. And, of course, I remember with my grandmother, she knew I was afraid of the dark, but when the air raid warden, who would patrol the streets at night to make sure all our lights were out, of course, in case there were any German fighter planes coming over, there would be no lights allowed on. And he would yell up at her, you know, to turn the lights out. And we had a shovel in the front closet with a bag of sand. You know, that's the way we lived.
You know, it's an interesting time. We don't remember what so many people went through, including yourself, during that period. The fear that we had leading up to and going into World War II. And Virginia does such an excellent job in capturing that in her book, Bob Moran's Daughter. I mentioned the multi-generational household that you had growing up. Talk about that. How many generations were living in your house? It sounds like a lively place to be living in.
Well, there were seven children. That's one generation, my mother and father. And then, of course, my grandmother, who lived with us. And but it was a big house. It's now converted into a three-family house. But at the time, there was plenty of room. And you know, of course, I was closest to my grandmother because I was six of seven children, and my mother's busy with the older ones.
Yes.
So, we all got along so well.
You know, and that's interesting. You know, today, this was not a time where everybody was in their respective room and they had their tablet with them or they're watching Netflix or doing everything. Pretty much there was a lot of interaction. Talk about that, the interaction with your siblings. I would think during that that period, I think back in my youth, I got to know family members and siblings very well because that's what we did. We didn't go off by ourselves and jump online.
No, and of course there was no television.
Yes.
So, we would play games, or my mother would be teaching us how to knit, to sew. My father would be teaching the boys sports, and whatever sport you were interested in, it was a go. If you needed skates or a tennis racket, you got it. I mean, my father was into whatever sport you were into. It was a go. And so we were all busy, with ice skating, roller skating, tennis. Like I say, whatever you were interested in, it was a go with my father.
Virginia Emerson, our guest on the program, Bob Moran's daughter, is her story. The book is available wherever books are sold. Send it to Amazon. That's easy to remember. All of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned television. Didn't have it then. Didn't have TV when I started growing up. But I do remember when we first got television and all these little 6-inch people are running around on the screen. A piece of furniture made no sense at the time. What was it like for you when television? Do you remember that when you first had television?
Absolutely. And of course, if you want to change the channel, you had to get up and go to the
Exactly. It was
television.
aerobic
You wanted to
activity.
turn the volume up, you had to go to the
It's
television. There was no remote.
going to be hard for the younger people to understand that, but I remember the TV. I remember the first time I saw color television. Could not believe it. Virginia Emerson, our guest on the program, Bob Moran's daughter, is her story. Talk about the relationship we talk about the siblings, your parents and your grandmother. Obviously, all of them, and particularly your grandmother, a very important part of your life and who you became as a person.
Yes, well, they used to say that I was Mammy's shadow, because wherever my Mammy went, I was there. And of course, there were seven of us. The oldest, they were in high school or busy with their things. So the one I interacted the most with was my sister Janice, who is 11 months older than I am. And so we were really very, really close. Of course, my mother was a wonderful, wonderful mother. Whatever her children, we could do no wrong. Of course, my father was a gentle, gentle man. He so gentle and supportive and kind. There was no fighting. You weren't, this was like, it was such a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. I just tried my whole life to be just like my mother and father with my own children.
And Virginia's father, at one time mayor of New York, and I'll touch on that, New York City, as we go through the program. You talk about growing up in what was a very Catholic environment. So many can relate. I grew up in a Catholic environment, but no matter the religion, you grow up, especially during that period, in a very strict environment in some cases. What was that like living in a very Catholic environment?
Well, looking back, my father, of course, was very, very religious, and so I somehow was his go to church with partner. So whenever he went to church, whether it was he would always make what was called the nine first Fridays, he would always make the nine first Saturdays. He was always there on Sunday. And I believe, because I'd be in the pew, and he would leave, give me a quarter to put in the collection. And now I look back on it, and I really, probably what he was doing when he left was he was taking up the collections in the church. A Lady of Solace, a beautiful church. And so we were there all the time. And I went to Catholic grammar school, Catholic high school, Catholic college. Catholic grammar school was boys and girls, but Catholic high school, all girls. Catholic college, all girls. So I had no interaction with any men till I went to work.
I was going to say, up to that point, but here you're leaving school, Catholic Girls College, after basically going through a whole Catholic educational process, some of it co-ed, most of it not, towards the end. You go into the city, not just a city, but the city, New York City, going into work. What was that like, that adjustment from where you come from to all of a sudden this big world ahead of you?
Well, I have to credit, when I was in college, there was a teacher, a philosophy teacher, his name was Monsignor Halpin, and he was my mentor, and he was the one that said to me, you have to go into New York and get a job and learn what the real world is about. You know, you're used to growing up with nothing but Catholics and girls, and you have to go into New York and get a job and find out what life is about. When I went into New York, of course, I went to several companies applying for jobs, and, you know, they wanted to know whether you could type or take steno. Well, I didn't know. I could discuss Shakespeare. I could not type or take steno. So I ended up, my mother had recommended me try the New York Telephone Company. And sure enough, I was hired right away and became a business office representative. And the best thing I ever did.
Virginia Emerson, our guest on the program, all of this in her book, Bob Moran's Daughter, the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, a delightful story of Virginia, which she went through all through her life. And you can see what her life, and then you go back and relive yours as you go through these various highlights, these points in Virginia's story. Talk a little bit about your marriage and raising two children.
Well, of course, I was married twice. My first husband, I had met him. He had been in the Jesuit seminary. The odd thing is he was in the Jesuit seminary in Maryland. And down the road, when my daughter got married and moved, she was living in Baltimore, she called me up and she said, Mom, I can look out my window and see St. Mary's Seminary, where Daddy was. But in any event, he was in the seminary for 4 or 5 years, and then he left. And that's when I met him. But there was always the issue of him wanting to be a priest, and he always hoped that, you know, the Vatican would approve marriages, because in the beginning, priests were allowed to marry until they moved into monasteries, and then there was no more marriage for priests. But he always hoped that that would happen. But there was always something there between us. And when I discussed it with him, and he realized that, he went back into another seminary up in New Hampshire. But that wasn't going to work either. And so he then left that seminary, and then shortly thereafter we got married. But there was always that conflict in the marriage where he wanted to be a priest. So we were only married maybe 5 or 6 years when we divorced.
You know, I mentioned the story and said delightful, and most of it is, but you're very honest, and the book is so relatable. It's real life. This is Virginia's life, and we can appreciate what you went through, relate to experiences in our lives. The book is Bob Moran's Daughter. Proud as most parents are of your children's accomplishments, talk about that, because you really take great pride in the children and who the adults they've become.
Oh, yes. Both children are very, very successful. And my son, after he graduated from college, he joined the Navy, Naval Intelligence. And he said to me, Mom, don't you remember? I said N-A, and then you said V-Y. And we just laughed at that. And he was 5 years in Naval Intelligence, and then he went to graduate school. And then from there, he went in the CIA. And then from there, he moved into a major bank, of which he is now vice president in charge of real estate.
Fantastic.
So I'm very proud of him. As a matter of fact, a couple years ago at Thanksgiving, when I was leaving his house, he said to me, in front of his father-in-law, Mom, everything I am, I owe to you. You made me who I am. I cried and ran out of the house. You know, I just had, you know, how wonderful for him to say that.
Well,
and then, of course, my daughter, she's got her PhD in medieval history, and she's very successful, but she has 3 children who are also doing great. So I'm very proud of both of them.
Well, and well, you should be. This is the guest on the program is Virginia Emerson. The book is Bob Moran's Daughter, a book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. You're very honest in talking about the story, your life story. You mentioned the first marriage. You talk about overcoming two troubled marriages. Talk about that, because that gives hope to people that read it that are going through similar situations or have gone through.
Yes.
and trying to adjust.
Yes, I think my second husband was an alcoholic. And actually, that's what he died of, alcoholism. And that was very, very difficult to deal with. He had been away several times to rehab centers for months at a time. But when my first husband, who I stayed connected with, he developed lung cancer. And he was back and forth with his sister, but basically he was alone. He had his own apartment. So one day I called him and said, "Listen, you're coming to live with me, and I give you an hour to pack your belongings. I will be at your apartment to pick you up, and you're coming to live with me." And my second husband, I said to him, "Listen, I'm bringing him here, and I'm taking care of him, and you can help me, and you better not drink. Otherwise, your bags will be at the curb. You're out of here. You have to help me." And so for 5 months, my first husband lived with me and my second husband, and he was very, very good and very, very helpful. And then he died in my living room with me holding his hand.
It's just an amazing story, and one of so many told so well by Virginia Emerson in her book, Bob Moran's Daughter. A couple minutes left in the program. What are some of the messages, besides just being an entertaining read of your story? You encourage people, especially of, I'm going to say, our generation, to never give up. What are some of the messages, takeaways, you hope that the reader gets from reading Bob Moran's Daughter?
Be strong.
Yes.
Sometimes you have something in your mind. Well, go for it. Go for it. Just do what's in your heart, and don't think about what other people are going to think about your decisions. Because I basically, if I shared it with other people what I was going to do, they'd be like, "No, are you crazy?" Especially when I had my first husband come and live with me. You think that anybody I told, family members or friends, that I was going to do this, what you think that they would have said to me? So the thing is that don't do what's in your heart. Don't do what other people tell you to do. Do what's in your heart.
I've got a minute or so left. I'm fascinated by New York City, in my mind, the greatest city in the world. Your dad was mayor there for a while. I'm sure those years and New York City still has a special place in your heart. Talk about that special connection you have to feel to New York City because your father was mayor there for a while.
Yes. Well, I still, you know, I'm down in Florida, but I'm a snowbird. So I have a home in Long Beach, New York, Long Island. And I think, of course, it's so bizarre that when I divorced my first husband, I bought a house in Long Beach, New York. And if I tell you that my grandmother, my mammy, had come out to visit her niece in Island Park, which is over the bridge from Long Beach. And she developed pneumonia and she died in Long Beach Hospital, which turned out to be like two or three blocks from where I bought my house. I didn't even know that when I did that. You know, what a coincidence that she would be die in the hospital, which was my hospital in Long Beach. And to be living there anyway, that's a big coincidence.
Well,
yes. I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, we're just talking about New York City and with.
Yes, New York City. I commuted from Long Beach every day into New York. I traveled on the Long Island Railroad, walked to work. It was fabulous.
Yes.
New York was fabulous. Mm-hmm. It's not as safe anymore, but hopefully it will come back to what it was.
Well, we can hope. And it's just that the book is so well written. Virginia Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N. If you're Googling, the book is Bob Moran's Daughter, M-O-R-A-N-S. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. It's a really a story well told. Virginia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program.
I just wanted to say one quick thank
you,
Rick,
which sure.
So many people, when they read the book, and I asked them to comment. You know what they comment on? The two poems I wrote about my first husband. The two poems, The Journey and The Judgment. And I wrote them after our first breakup. And people are so in awe and impressed with the two poems that I wrote. So they want me to go back to writing poetry.
Well, that's interesting. Are you, you're a skilled writer, a talented writer, obviously. Are you going to do some more writing?
Everybody tells me. Well, I should.
Okay, do it. Whether it's poetry or whether you you write another book like Bob Moran's Daughter, let me know and we'll talk about it again. It's been a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick. You're so great. Thank you so much.
Well, I loved having you on the program to talk about your story. Virginia Emerson, our guest. The book is Bob Moran's Daughter, available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.